This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you want pure, unfiltered, unadulterated sports, you've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
It's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. They continue this weekend. Kansas City-Houston, a matchup we're eagerly anticipating. And Jay Binkley is the host of Bink at Night, our radio.com sports sister station, 610 Sports in Kansas City. One of our regulars. We love talking to Bink when it comes to Kansas City. Jay, how are you?
Doing good, man. Just hoping for a different post game this year where people aren't upset about another loss. I've been waiting for this thing, man. I'm 46 years old. I haven't seen the Super Bowl. Let's do this thing. You know?
That was us last week here, Jay, and we're still kind of picking up the pee. It would have been Buffalo at Kansas City. Who knows? We might have been heading out and having some barbecue with you. I mean, I would think in Kansas City right now, Pittsburgh, your tormentor, isn't in this thing. New England isn't in this thing. Jay, if not this year, then when?
It's got to be this year. I mean, the time's open. These windows in the NFL are so small, especially right before you have to pay Mahomes next year.
That's right.
And there's always the Chris Jones deal. You're going to put him on the franchise tag, but there's some money to be spent with the Kansas City Chiefs, that's for sure, including the biggest contract in NFL history. You got to cash in when that window's open. I was hoping, fellows, it was going to be the Bills. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if you guys heard it, but the Kansas City fans are really rooting for Buffalo when you're playing New England. Second to last game of the year, there were people flooding Buffalo Bills bars in Kansas City to root on the Bills.
Love it.
Including myself.
Love it.
Including myself, and there's another people here at 610 that went to the Buffalo Bills bar. I was hoping for that. They let us down to the Dolphins, and Fitzpatrick had to bail us out to get the bye.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, look, we were discussing earlier, Jay, that not only is this the year that it has to happen for Kansas City because of that window, but I mean, honestly, is there a coach more deserving of a Super Bowl in the NFL right now who's done as much as he's done without one than Andy Reid?
No, I don't think so. When you think about, top six all-time wins, postseason or not, he just passed Marty Schottenheimer recently, who's not in the Hall of Fame, of course, but when you've been to five NFC title games, you have gone to the Super Bowl at least once, and you've been to one AFC title game, you're four quarters away from another AFC title game. And, yeah, it's here for Andy Reid. And you look at who's the best coach-quarterback combination still left in the playoffs, and I'll say it's Andy Reid with Pat Mahomes. I don't think there's a better combination. Sure, you can make the argument of John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. He's done a tremendous job. John Harbaugh, a former assistant with Andy Reid as special teams coach in Philadelphia, he already has that ring. But I'll take what Reid has done with Pat Mahomes as the best quarterback coach combination.
Houston should have a little bit of confidence, though, coming into Kansas City. I mean, what went wrong that first meeting there, Jay?
Well, the thing that went wrong is it's a different football team. The Chiefs are a different team. They weren't in sync yet defensively. Tyrann Mathieu really hadn't got the message out to the team, and they're starting to respond. And what they've done is unbelievable. I mean, the hottest defense in the NFL. Fewest points given up in the NFL since week 11 belonged to the Kansas City Chiefs. This defense didn't play the same when they played the Houston Texans. The Texans dominated time of possession 2-1, 40 minutes to 20 minutes. And not only that, but Chris Jones, probably the second-best defensive tackle in the National Football League behind Aaron Donald, didn't play. Sammy Watkins didn't play. Tyreek Hill played 51% of the snaps. He was coming back from that injury, still had two touchdowns in that game. Starting left tackle, Eric Fisher, the former number one overall pick, didn't play in that game. You see the trend. A lot of players didn't play. Sure, Houston had some guys hurt in their secondary, but this Chiefs defense is far different than the one that played them earlier this season.
Jay, I guess as Bills fans, we kind of look at that roster and a single tear rolls down our cheek when we see Sammy Watkins and when we see LeSean McCoy. And I don't know, there are probably some vindictive Bills fans that wouldn't want to see either of those guys win a Super Bowl ring. I don't know that I'm one of them, but I'm curious about how both of those players have fared for the Chiefs this season and what their outlook is for this weekend.
Well, you know what? Not very popular, to be honest with you. LeSean McCoy, I don't know if he's been in the doghouse because of the early season fumbles, but he doesn't find himself active lately. He did have a nice productive, is Andy Reid, you know, kind of saving him for the postseason because of his age? Who knows? But he's down that depth chart right now behind Damian Williams and even Darwin Thompson, Darrell Williams from LSU had gone ahead of him, but he's been buried on the depth chart. And Sammy Watkins continues to be the guy that gets paid a lot of money, but you haven't seen the production. The inconsistencies have been there. Sure, he showed up in week one when Tyreek Hill got hurt, 198 yards receiving, three touchdowns. Then he disappeared, even when given the opportunity of being the number one wide receiver when Tyreek Hill was hurt. But I'll still say this about Sammy Watkins. When he does show up, he shows up in a big way. And I'll say this, too. When he's out there playing, he shows that toughness, tremendous blocker, unselfish player. But he has that ability to take over a game like he did the AFC title game last year when he led the Chiefs in receiving yardage with over 100. So he's got that ability to do it. I think it's a nice tandem with Tyreek Hill. But certainly LeSean McCoy and Sammy Watkins not counted on by this team.
So if it you have this plethora of weapons here in Kansas City, who would be the guy when you look at all? The Bills didn't certainly take advantage of that Houston secondary, in my opinion, Jay. So is it Hill over the top? Is it Watkins? Perhaps is it Kelce? Who is the guy you think has the best chance of stepping up this weekend?
Well, Kelce did practice today. We'll find out he was limited practice yesterday with the knee. But Travis Kelce ended up leading all receivers in the AFC in yardage. You know, people don't realize that, but as a tight end, he's number one in the AFC with total yardage. And not only that, he's fourth in the NFL. I'm talking wide receivers, tight end, you name it, fourth in the NFL in two straight years of 1,200 yards, never been done from a tight end. Four straight years of 1,000 yards, never been done in the history of the NFL by a tight end. He would be weapon number 1B. Tyreek Hill would be 1A because of that speed down. And don't discount Mecole Hardman. He's starting in the Pro Bowl as a kick returner, but he's tied with Tyreek Hill with touchdowns over 40 yards and the only guy in the NFL to have over 100-yard return for a touchdown and an 80-yard-plus touchdown receiving the football. He's got blazing speed, probably not quite what Tyreek Hill is, but he's just right behind Tyreek Hill, so they got those burners on the outside, plus Sammy Watkins, the dependable hands that he's been for the Chiefs, but then Travis Kelce, the end-all, be-all for this Kansas City Chiefs offense.
The Bink at Night Show, 610 Sports Kansas City on our radio.com app. You can check out Jay Binkley every night there if you're a Kansas City fan. Jay, good with his time joining us here on ESPN Rochester. I'm curious about Houston coming into Kansas City with the potential of maybe Will Fuller making a return. Is that an area that can be exploited? Deshaun Watson, that deep ball, those big plays, Houston's calling card, is that something that we could see this weekend against the Chiefs?
Yeah, Will Fuller could make a difference. He did play in that previous game against the Chiefs. Five receptions for him, dropped a couple of huge ones. And Pat Mahomes has never lost by more than one score, believe it or not. The Chiefs have not been beat by more than one score with Pat Mahomes as quarterback. It might have been different had Will Fuller played. The Texans are averaging seven more points a game when Will Fuller is playing in the game. But the Chiefs secondary has been so good. It's been lights out, and with Tyrann Mathieu kind of being the quarterback of that secondary, I don't think it concerns them because I think the Chiefs pass rush is going to be there. Keep this in mind too. The Houston Texans gave up 49 sacks this season. The Buffalo Bills, as you know, got to them seven times. The Chiefs can get after the quarterback and will get after the quarterback now that Terrell Suggs is in the mix now for the Chiefs. Look for him to get back there, but Deshaun Watson holds the ball too long, as you guys noticed, 2.97 seconds, second longest in the NFL. But to me, that's the concern, because I think the Chiefs will be able to contain Will Fuller, because it's not 100% Will Fuller. DeAndre Hopkins does concern me, and of course, Deshaun Watson scrambling. But Deshaun Watson, his last six road games, six touchdowns, eight interceptions, been a different quarterback away from Houston.
Jay Binkley, Bink at Night, which you can hear on the radio.com app, our guest here in the sports bar talking about the Chiefs-Texans matchup. Players won't talk about it, Jay, but we can certainly look ahead, right? If it ends up being an AFC championship game of Kansas City going into Baltimore, you got it done once against Lamar Jackson, but the challenge of going in there, and you mentioned Suggs now on Kansas City, how would you like the chances of the Chiefs?
I would like it. I think the Chiefs match up well against the Ravens. It's all about setting that edge. And Lamar Jackson is just such a special talent. I mean, I mean, what he's done, not only throwing the football, running the football, just an amazing talent. But Lamar Jackson has three NFL losses. Two of them come to the hands of Pat Mahomes. I do think the Chiefs are a team, and I think the Titans will beat them up a little bit. I think Baltimore will win that game, but I think that they'll get some pounding of Derrick Henry, and hopefully that softens them up a little bit. But having Terrell Suggs here, who's very familiar, spending 16 years in Baltimore, including with defensive coordinator Wink Martindale last year, I look for it to be an advantage. The Chiefs are just a better all-around football team. It's only the second time in the last 50 years they've been top five in scoring offense and top 10 in scoring defense. They're seventh in scoring defense right now. This defense is no joke, and that was the thing with Mahomes. Will he ever have a defense? He did at Texas Tech. The Red Raiders were 128th out of 128 teams in college football in scoring defense. I went back and looked at his high school numbers. His last 2 years in high school, guys, Pat Mahomes, he scored 50 and 60 points respectively and still lost both of those games, including throwing for 619 yards. He has never had a defense until now. This is something special to see. That's why the Chiefs beat the Ravens.
Jay, while we have you on the line, I mean, we love talking football here, and on the NFC, we've got a couple of tasty mashups for the divisional round as well. What do you like out of the NFC this weekend?
Boy, you know, the NFC, I'm telling you what. And how about the road team so far this year? Now, it does start to calm down, but this has been the year of the road team in the NFL. I really like the Saints, to be honest with you guys. And how about them getting job with that non-pass interference call in Seattle? You know, had Seattle won that game, they get the bye week off, but they had to go and play it. Mm-hmm. But I like the 49ers. I like these running teams. I think we're seeing the return of the run a bit in the NFL. The top two rushing teams have the number one seed in the AFC and the NFC. I like the 49ers of the Vikings. I think the Vikings kind of got away with one last week. So I'll take the 49ers in that game. And I'll take the Packers at home with Aaron Rodgers over a Seahawks team that has to go on the road for the second straight week with let's face it, a limited running game. I know Marshawn Lynch has been nice for him, but that has still limited their running game. They're just down to DK Metcalf being the only weapon.
Jay, I got to say, I've heard other people say that they can't cheer for the Chiefs because the Royals beat the Mets. If you're a Bills/Mets fan, I am not one of those. No.
You have to be a certain kind of Mets social misfit fan to have that belief.
No, but
let me put it this way, guys. Listen, I got a lot of respect for Buffalo, and I've told you my love of Buffalo. And you wouldn't believe all the Kansas City fans that were cheering the Buffalo Bills. I'm talking flooding the bars, rooting Bills. People were going for them. Listen, I'm for towns that don't win in football, and I'm for towns that don't win football championships. This town is starved for one. Haven't had one since 1970. I know I'm speaking to the crowd here with Buffalo, but you should go for the team that just never wins it. For football towns like Buffalo is, and like Kansas City, Missouri is, football towns root for the football towns. Now that Tom Brady and the Patriots are sitting at home, and I think the Chiefs prolonged that dynasty by losing to them last year in the title game, guys.
Yeah.
Because I think the dirt would have started being poured on the Patriots had they lost that game in Kansas City that went to overtime. Chiefs just prolonged the inevitable. But you got to go for football towns, guys. Come on.
Yeah, Jay, listen, we had this discussion earlier. I was trying to decide, you know, with the Bills out, who's your rooting interest out of the teams that are left? And I think a lot of people will have a hard time being able to identify who they want to see on Super Bowl Sunday. And for me on the AFC, it's Kansas City. It has to be Kansas City. I want Andy Reid to win
one. Kansas City likes Buffalo, guys. And we play the Bills next year. Listen, the Kansas City loves tailgating, but on my show, there's always been, and keep in mind, I'm kind of the ringleader of this, but there's been a healthy respect for the Bills fans and the way they tailgate. There is nothing better than lighting yourself on fire and jumping through a table. My hat's off to the Bills Mafia, because I'm not kidding you. That is a great football fan base. This is a great football fan base. Buffalo should unite and root for the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's go, guys. I mean, come on.
All right, here's the analogy I'm drawing. Jay, who's your college basketball team, let's say? Is it
my college basketball team?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna laugh. Missouri.
Okay, so it's Missouri. All right, so Missouri is what, Big 12 conference? Okay, so you say Missouri makes
SEC.
Okay, SEC now, that's right. Do you
come
start
on, guys? You're in the best conference in America.
All right, yeah. I'm sorry. My mind was in a time warp there, thinking of yesteryear. Are you pulling for other SEC teams once Missouri gets knocked out? Maybe that's a bad example, because up here, when Syracuse got knocked out, people, know what, we're hoping UConn, represents us well. You don't really get that in football.
You know what, guys? You kind of do, though, man. You ever watch those SEC games? They chant SEC. They chant SEC, SEC. And you get a little bit of some of Big 12 Duke.
Yeah,
and Kansas,
we're comparing
Kansas
apples to oranges. We're comparing apples
to oranges.
No, but
they don't like to see the embarrassment. When Oklahoma goes and gets pounded by Joe Burrow and LSU, people are out there. But Big 12 will win them 5 in bowl games. And you know, people in this town, we're going for Oklahoma. Hey, represent us well. You got to go for the ones representing you, guys. You just have to be honest with yourself. What's a great football town? The barbecue in Kansas City, Buffalo, New York, great football town with the outstanding wings. I personally root for Buffalo. I know people in this town were going for the Bills to beat the Texans. I don't understand why this isn't reciprocated from New York.
It's as strong a pitch as we've heard, Jay. Yeah. I really believe, like, if you put away your side, your feelings, and I'm talking to Buffalo fan right now, if you put away your feelings, however ill they may be towards LeSean McCoy, Sammy Watkins, and you just say Patrick Mahomes, who you didn't draft, you could just say Kansas City deserves it. It's time. Kansas City should be the team we root for. That's where I'm at. I'm there.
Well, keep in mind, guys, LeSean McCoy did have 465 yards this year. But let's face it, his LeSean McCoy really his last time he played was December 15th. He had 16 yards, hit 39 yards against New England, 10 yards on the first against Oakland. We're talking less than 100 yards in his last three games, and he hasn't played since the 15th. LeSean McCoy is not a key cog for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Jay Binkley, Bink at Night. Tell everybody the time of your show, how they can check it out on the radio.com app, Jay.
Yeah, I'm usually 6 to 9 tonight, my college football show. Be talking all about the college football championship game and then the Chiefs. I do the post-game show. If you guys want some good reaction, listen to radio.com after the Kansas City Chiefs games for 2 hours. If you want to hear some good, raw reaction, especially if we lose, make sure you tune in. But if we win, too, make sure you tune in because there's going to be a lot of happy people in this city that are waiting for a Chiefs parade.
Love it. Great stuff, Jay. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right, my guys. We'll talk to you later.
You got it. Jay Binkley, he is the host of Bink at Night. 610 Sports in Kansas City. He said normally his show is on at a very nice time from 6 to 9. You can listen to him on the radio.com app if you are so inclined.
You have to listen carefully to the danger double entendre.
Can you tell me again? I know you mentioned it in SportsCenter. How are the Amherst doing?
Danger, they've lost 6 of their last 9 games.
I mean, some would say that's still pretty nice.
They're in first place, so it would be nice.
It's nice. First place is nice.
See, you're listening. I'm glad you're listening. Where is your mind at? Like, everybody here is going to be pulling for Kansas City. But there is that Watkins and McCoy.
Nah.
Those two very divisive figures during their time. I mean, Rob Johnson once won a Super Bowl at Tampa Bay.
Think about both of those guys, though, and how they would fit into this year's team. This year's team that went to the playoffs, this year's team that won 10 games. Neither one of those guys are process guys, right? I mean, McDermott and Bean jettisoned anybody that didn't buy into what they were selling.
The only surprise about McCoy is that he lasted here that long.
I was really surprised by that. I mean, when all the off-field stuff started happening, I'm like, this is unprocess-like. He's going to take actions. No, they stuck it out. And, you know, you could say that they might have done him dirty and releasing him after training camp, but...
No,
it seems like it worked out for everybody.
You can't say that because injuries happen. And say if Devin Singletary had a big injury, then guess what? LeSean McCoy wouldn't be playing the divisional round. He would still be in Buffalo.
Speaking of injuries, I'll drink to that. It's on the way next in the sports bar. We have some takes on tap, and I have one on the Buffalo Bills and how they reported the Jerry Hughes injury.
So now we have some coaching hires. And one team, I'm going to tell you, got it wrong. Okay? And I'm not talking about the New York Giants. I think the Giants, that I'm going to put in the category of, all right, let's see. I'll give him 1 year. That's it, Joe Judge. No, there's another team, and I'm going to point to history and prove to you that the odds are stacked against this one guy.
My non-sports take has everything to do with luck. We'll break into that as well. I'll Drink to That is coming up in the sports bar. Some takes on tap, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.